Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of Orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line, they help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
welcome to the Gold Ring Healing Fountain on Blog Talk Radio. This is Marika, Pure Wing Song, and I'm from the Netherlands. And I co-host the show together with Gary Moore. He's from America. And hi, Gary, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Marika. Hello, everyone. And you sound beautiful in your closet tonight.
Oh. Yeah. Sean Christie's with us in spirit today. She's,
right, yes. She's gone to the garden early, and she needed some rest, so, yeah.
That's very important in this time, integrating.
Yes, it is. Right? Integrating, replenishing our energy. It's very important. It really is.
Yeah.
So how are you tonight, Marika?
I'm very well. I had some pain today. And we are preparing the show earlier, always on Monday. And we have our special guest, John Lucas. And he deleted the imprint of the pain, and it was amazing. So I'm actually very well, because it's gone now. And I feel much better. So that's good.
Yes, he's our guest again tonight. today, wherever you are. And John is an amazing man. He deletes pain from your consciousness or whatever. And he apparently did a little bit on you prior to coming on air tonight. So, it doesn't cease to amaze me. It never ceases to amaze me how the guy does it. You know, we have callers, and we will be inviting callers a little bit later to call in if you're in pain and have John relieve it for you. And it's just amazing how he does that. And it works. It works every time. It's pretty amazing.
Absolutely.
We also have a caller, or have someone who's interested in the chat room, I see. Christ Over, and who's interested in trying to call. And I think the link that they had was the link just to the chat room and not to the show, or the show player. And so I put in a different link to click on that link, and that you can access the Click to Talk for those international people, all of you outside of the U.S. who wish to call in and don't have Skype credits. So you can use the Click to talk to John to get your pain alleviated. So we can do that. Oh, and Mind Detox says she has pain. Call in, darling. Call in, Brooke, and John will fix you up. In fact, John is right here. Yeah, come on in. John, are you there? Say a few words. How you doing?
Well, I am here. It's a beautiful, cloudy, cold, brisk, 20-something degree day here.
And where are you? Whereabouts are you?
I'm in about 7,000 feet here in Mexico.
Oh, New Mexico. Ah, okay.
Wow.
I lived at 7,000 feet in Colorado for many years, so I know that cold. Yes.
That's really
and
cool.
Marika, she's at sea level over in
below sea
Netherlands.
Level.
You're below sea level. How do you get
actually,
below sea
yes.
level?
Yes. Yeah, it's really true. It's true. It's a little bit below sea level. That's why we have all those, I don't know the name. If I say the translated Dutch name, it's not a nice word in English. But we have those mountains, like mountains around the sea. So what's the word? How do
a
you
dike.
Call that, Gary?
A dike. Dike. Yeah, it was one of those okay. before it became a not nice word. So it's still a good word.
Oh, is it still a good word? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the word you are learning the first time, the bad word. When you learn another language, you first learn the bad word always. So that's why I thought it was a bad word. So
yeah,
well, I'm very well.
Good. Yeah, the first ones you learn
and
are the ones
cold.
That get you in the most trouble for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, it's cold here, and we had snow today here a little bit. But it was really early in the year for the Netherlands, so I loved it. As long as
it was cold here, but
long.
The sun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was cold here, but the sun was out, so that wasn't too bad. It hasn't snowed here in Massachusetts yet, but it's coming. I'm sure it'll get here eventually. It is wintertime, but. Haven't seen any yet, which is kind of unusual because I'm used to Colorado. We've gotten snow 2-3 times already by this point. I haven't seen any here yet. It's a little different. Anyway, John will be back with us a little bit later to alleviate your pain. And already we've got a couple callers calling in, and I want to invite everyone to call in. In the meantime,
I'm going to play a song.
Going to play a song?
Called One Love, and it's by Playing for a Change.
Okay. I love it. Good song.
Yeah.
I love that song. That's done by Playing for Change. That's their version of Bob Marley's One Love song. And the Playing for Change was, for those of you not familiar with it, it was a man going around with a film and recording equipment and recording various different street musicians all over the world, and then put it all together and made this song where they were virtually playing together through the use of technology. And since that video and since the song was recorded, there have been a lot of them that have come together in real life, and they performed live on stage in a number of places. I think they toured all over the United States and put on different shows. And lovely band, Playing for Change is the name of the group, with various different members. Lovely, lovely group.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. I posted a link in the chat room to see a YouTube video together. So I wanted to ask you to click on the link, pause the player on YouTube and mute the sound, and then send us a heart in the chat room so that we can see that you're ready. And then in a while we can see the video together.
Okay.
But first,
yeah, it sounds
like
a plan to me.
Yeah, absolutely, Gary. And I think you can, because we don't have Shana here to call in the angels, and Gary, he can call in the four directions, and I always love you doing it. So, before you do it,
thank
Gary.
You. Yeah. Well, thank you. Yes, I can call the angels in a different way.
Yes, exactly.
Well, each direction has medicine coming from each direction, and the medicine is the spiritual things that help us and make us feel better and feel good. And the idea here is to call this medicine in from each direction to be with us here in this sacred circle, and to allow the medicine from each direction in equal amounts to intersect in our hearts so that we walk in beauty and in balance here on this Mother Earth, Grandmother Earth. And I'll start out saying, I'll say in Lakota, I'll talk in Lakota first, and then I'll say it in English to help the translation here.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say, Mitaku yepi, ampetu kile, michante eta wo aglake. Naha nape choose apelo, and that is my relatives. On this day, I speak to you from my heart, and I offer you my hand. Nisa ho tunkashila hate wakantaka, natate uyedoba, ahituampo. O grandfather, father, great spirit, and the four sacred winds, look upon us. And we look to the west and we say, Weosh Peata, Wakinya Oyateki, Ahituampo. And that's, O West, Thunder Being people, look upon us. And we turn to the north, in your chair or in your mind's eye, and look to the north and we say, Waziata, Tatanka Oyateki, Ahituampo. And that's, O North, Buffalo people, look upon us. And we look to the east and we say, Weohiampa, Sinte Sapila, Oyateki, Ahituampo. That's, O East, black-tailed deer people, look upon us. And we look to the south and we say, Ito Kagata, Wamli Oyateki, Ahituampo. And that's, O South, eagle people, look upon us. And then we say, when it all comes together in our center, our sacred heart center, we say, Na Hochoka, Wamli Gleshka, Ahituampo. And that's the whole center, the spotted eagle, look upon us. We look over your head and you say, Wakatkia, na Wakatkia, Ahituampo. And that's ever higher and ever higher. Look upon us. And we look down at our feet and we say, Makaina, na Ushimaka, Ahituampo. And that's Mother Earth, Grandmother Earth. Look upon us. Naso mitakuyepi, o wichakiapo. Wichojonina okpila. And that's all my relatives here partaking in this today. We wish you health and we wish you help. And to bring it all in, we say, Naheche tu alo, metakuye oyasi. It is so indeed, we are all related. Aho.
Oh.
Another in here with us. That felt pretty good.
That was really beautiful. Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you. So it looks like we have all the hearts up in the chat room. That's our ticket. This is my ticket. Everybody, looks like they're ready to play the video. So Marika, and only Marika can do this. So you're going to count us down and start the play. Here we go.
Okay, here we go, everybody. Well, Barry.
What?
We need the song is this.
So she can find the music.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That happens sometimes in Blog Talk Radio. No, it's really not here. Oh well, that doesn't matter. Then I'm sorry for you that you cannot see the video then, but I have something else that we could play because you said you call in the directions. So wonderful. So we'll play a song of Little Grandmother,
okay.
Keisha Carter.
Oh, okay.
And when that song is finished, we'll take the callers. Okay?
Okay.
So everybody call in.
That sounds good.
While this song is playing and listen to this lovely.
Little Grandmother is always welcome.
Little Grandmother music.
Yeah, she's a darling. We both had the pleasure to talk to her. And one day I see us all doing a ceremony with her.
Oh, I'm looking so forward to that. Here, it's called We Create Our World. Here we go.
Everybody has something to say about that, it seems like, and there's all these books on 2012 and everybody talking about how the world's going to change and how the world's going to end. But please realize, only until a couple of months ago did our beloved grandfather Alejandro, Don Alejandro is the grandfather of all of the Mayan people. He's the grandfather and the keeper of all of this wisdom from the Mayan. He has only spoke out in the last couple of months. Please realize that all of these books that are out there about 2012 are not from the Mayan people. These are books from different authors around the world and their ideas. But only a couple months ago has Grandfather Alejandro and his people been talking about what's going to happen. And so, really, all of this speculation. What Grandfather Alejandro is really saying is, yes, our world is going to change. The world as we know it is going to end. But that's not a scary thing. It's something to be rejoicing about, that this way of being in our mind all of the time, for thousands of years now, we have joined organized religion, we have gone to war and become power hungry, and we've been fighting for everything that we want. Don Alejandro and the Mayan people have always stayed in the heart from the very beginning. They are the ancestors of Atlantis. They are the most ancient people on our planet right now. And this whole time, they have stayed in the heart. They know how to live their life from their feelings and from their emotions and making decisions from the heart. And now they're bringing that message back to us and saying, we must change the way we're acting, or we are going to kill our Mother Earth, and we are going to kill each other. We must go back and start living from the heart. Now, if you can think for a moment, if unified consciousness joins that heart consciousness, and we stop being a people living from our brains all the time, power, greed, and start living from our hearts and really loving one another, it is going to change our planet. We will be living in a new way. And so, yes, the end of the world as we know it. This doesn't mean everything is going to be destroyed. Of course, there is going to be, as Mother Earth shifts and turns, and we all know that the Mayans have been telling us for centuries that the poles are going to shift. That's an actual fact. It is happening right now. Due North is not due North anymore. For the first time on our planet's history, migrating birds are getting lost. Due North is not North anymore. The serpent of light and life is on the move. Mother Earth's energies are literally shifting. And when the big shift happens, which I believe as a unified whole, the wisdom keepers and the grandfathers are saying, yes, Mother Earth is going to shift. Things are going to move. And yes, this will change our landscape a bit. But we're all going to go through an enormous change. It doesn't mean a ton of suffering. It doesn't mean war in our streets. What's going to change is the energy on our planet, the energy within us. Our consciousness will rise. We will be more intuitive and more loving. And so, yes, our world is going to change dramatically. And yes, there's going to be some planetary shifts. But when in our lives have we not dealt with planetary shifts already? And so I ask the viewers to take a deep breath. Do not give your energy to worrying about what could happen. Instead, give your energy to knowing that we live in such a miraculous time on our planet in which we get to see our planet become her own heaven. And we get to see all of us unified in a heart consciousness, raise our awareness, and use our minds and our hearts and our consciousness to create a better world.
And that's a very important piece by Keisha Crowther, Little Grandmother. It's time to wake up, kids. Time to get it. So, we are back, and John is with us. And if we haven't got anything else going, why don't we just get to the callers? We've got about six people waiting in line that are in pain waiting for John to talk to John. So, are we ready, Marika? What do you think?
Yes, of course. Let them call.
Of course. John, are you there?
No, I'm here. I'm ready.
John, okay. First of all, really quickly, let's get into how your method of deletion, or how do you do it, and talk about your website and things like that really quickly, and then we'll get on to the callers.
Okay, how do I do it? Well, that's pretty complicated. I don't even totally understand it. But basically, I will use myself and do a muscle test, which many people know about.
Mm-hmm.
And I check your imprints. See, beyond anything that's in any book, and this has all come to me over the years. And I believe it could be thousands of things causing a problem, and I delete them for you, whether it's for a physical pain, which we're doing today, just physical, or broken heart, or the pain of your work environment, nothing ever going right in your career. You can name it. You can delete the frequency and imprint of it, so your life can begin to change in ways you can't believe.
Uh-huh.
So that's basically what I do using the muscle test and accessing you. And to tell you how I do it, other than that, I'm not sure, except I can talk about, you know, physics and the laws of physics and how it works in that realm.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this even goes beyond that into non-energy and non-frequency realms where things actually, you know, start and begin.
So in other words, in trying to explain it in linear terms, it's just simply unexplainable. You just do it.
Well, to some degree it is when you talk about, you know, imprints in the cosmos and yeah, I'm losing my words here on the imprint, holographic patterns.
Okay.
And beyond the holographic patterns and the imprint of your birth, which everybody has, which can delete all that negative stuff there and re-imprint a whole new, you know, a whole new imprint and augment those positive frequencies. So basically, you know, that's what I do here. And you don't have to know everything about how it works. It's just if you're open to it, as far as the lifetime deletions, it doesn't matter. You don't have to really believe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can't stop it. It
yeah.
has nothing to do with a belief system, and it's not a therapy.
Okay.
It's actually a deletion of causes.
You could actually be skeptical and still have it work. So.
As skeptical as you want to be.
Gotcha.
I've had wives have me work on their husbands who didn't know, and then they'd call me 3 days later and say, all his back pain's gone, and this is gone, and that's gone. And he'll never know because he wasn't open to, you know, doing it. But the other people had to do that for their spouses or whoever. Could
yeah.
be their pet, even for their pet.
Wow, amazing.
But,
well,
but
let's get right to the callers.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, Marika, go ahead.
Oh, yes. I wanted to ask, but you do you understand how it works, John? Or is it just a gift
well,
of something which you have?
Well,
you know what
you might say it. As far as the gift thing, and it's been a process, you know, during my life,
mm-hmm.
and understanding everything about it, you don't need to, because we're going into realms here of where you cannot
mm-hmm.
even attempt to understand everything. Or a broken heart, or you keep meeting the wrong person, and all these terrible things happen in your life. I
mm-hmm.
delete it like one domino, all the other dominoes disappear. The negative dominoes, you might say.
Okay, great.
Okay.
And a lot of people want to understand everything, and you can understand things to a degree, and I can to a degree, but we can't understand even though they work.
Gotcha. Okay. Well,
mm-hmm.
as long as it works, that's the important part. So we're going to move right directly onto the first caller because we have several in line here. And the first caller is from a 352 area code. 352, you're on the air with John Lucas. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Faith. And I'm calling from Gainesville, Florida.
Hello.
Good evening. It's evening here as it is where you're at.
Yes,
can you hear
it is.
Me?
Yes,
so what's going
hear.
On?
actually, I'm a nurse. I'm a psychiatric nurse, and I've been working for almost 20 years, and I have a really bad herniated disc. And it happened about 8 years ago when I got thrown off a horse.
I understand. So do you have pain there right now?
Yes, I do.
So what is it, fourth or fifth lumbar, third lumbar?
L5-S1 and L3-L4.
Okay, check and see if the pain's gone.
Still got a little bit there.
So it's getting better.
It might be. I'm laying down right now.
Well, yeah. So you see, you were in pain when you called, and you knew you were in pain when you called, and now you're looking for the pain. Let's see if it's gone.
Okay.
If you knew it was there a while ago, you know if it's gone now.
Yeah. It's,
what
it's,
I find is people start looking for it, but they look for it because they can't find it.
Right. It certainly seems to improve.
Uh-huh. Like, I don't make medical claims. I just delete these frequencies. And
I understand that.
Quite amazing. Yeah. Is the pain gone now?
It feels a lot better. There's still one spot.
Yeah. So I'm just asking. I'm just waiting for your body to recycle. So why don't you give it some time? You might even stay on the radio there and let us know in a few minutes if it's all gone.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Trace. Okay, and we're on to the next caller. I have no idea how you do that, John. This is amazing. next caller. Next caller is from 413 area code, 413-522. And 413, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Bill, I'm calling from East Hampton, Massachusetts.
Oh, great. I'm in the Boston area, North Shore. And I'm with John Lucas, who's in Albuquerque, or New Mexico somewhere. I'm not sure exactly where.
I'm somewhere here.
Yeah. Anyway.
So where is your pain?
Been having pain in like my lymph nodes under my like mouth area, well, like in my neck.
Okay.
And in my
And
I've been coughing a lot and for like a month and have some pain in my chest, like in my lungs.
Okay, so you have this pain now? Did you have the pain when you called?
Yes.
Okay. Give me a second here. Okay, let's see how it is now. Check and see how it is. See if it's gone.
I think it's gone.
Okay. There you go.
Thank you.
That's it.
Thanks.
It's almost too quick, isn't it? That's almost too fast, isn't it?
Yeah.
You almost miss it.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't miss it.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah, and you know, you're welcome. And, you know, if people want to call me, if I can get my email on my website and everything now, can I do that?
Sure, you can do that. You can type into the chat room.
Okay. Okay. The website is beyondhealingjohnlucas.com. No space. beyondhealingjohnlucas.com. And email lucas@hotmail.com. And that's spelled LUCAS, LUCADAMS at hotmail.com. And I have a phone number. They can call me if they wish. Leave me a message if you call, because you probably won't get me unless you do. And it's 325-829-3987. And that's in the USA. So you can contact me, any of those. Hard to not find. You can even Google John Lucas Healer, and I don't call myself a healer. I don't even, but you do that, and you're going to find me.
Okay.
So.
Well, great. Well, thank you for calling, and hope you're doing better.
Thanks.
Okay, and next up we have Mind Detox calling on Click to Talk and Brooke, Mind Detox. Brooke, are you there? You're on.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hi, Brooke.
How are you doing?
Good. I was listening to a box of photo albums, and my lower back has been hurting me since I did that. So, and I don't have pain medicine.
I understand. And that, so you're in pain when you called, right? Is that true?
Yes, and I am now. So.
And you strained it or something like that, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, let's see if the pain's gone. And I tell people, I'm not a psychic, please. This is scientific testing and delicious.
Oh, my gosh, it's gone.
And, yeah, how about that? There you go.
Holy
I expect pain to go in because we're deleting these causes, infinitesimal, you might say. And when if there's no cause, it's like a seed, it's like a plant, if there was never a seed to cause it, then you can't even have a plant. So if the seed's gone, there ain't no plant. So your pain is gone?
Yes, completely gone. Wow.
Yeah.
And
you don't need any medication.
I don't take medicine, and I'm like, man, I don't want to get out in this weather just to go get something, and I didn't even know that you were going to be here today. That's so cool. Yeah, it's gone. All right.
I guess you were supposed to be here, weren't you?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Pain was worth it, just to experience that. Cool.
How sweet is that?
And you're welcome. Yeah, we're just doing physical pain today, but, boy, you can have a broken heart for 40 years, and it can be delete the frequency in a split second, and you'll be looking for the pain, and you can't find it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing broken hearts today, but you can contact me if you do have anything like that. So anyway, I'm glad you feel good now.
Thank you.
You're awesome. Welcome.
Thanks for calling, darling. Good to talk to you again.
All right. Next.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is a Skype caller. 111111, calling in on Skype. Hello, you're on the air with John Lucas. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I am Okis, and I'm calling from heaven. And how are you both, all three of you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Perfect.
I am very grateful and thankful. And I wanted to say to John, I spoke to him the other day, and he probably remembers because I'm from heaven. And he worked on me, and I told him I could feel the spiraling, and I wasn't sure that it had gone, but ever since then, it hasn't been here. So I just wanted to validate him in that way. And there's a couple of other areas on my body that need work, so I probably will call him. But since I've been sitting here, there's a place at my left wrist and that needs some work right now.
Well, I only do one thing for one person on ever on any show. Otherwise, they have to contact me. And if I start making exceptions, then everybody in the world starts calling me over and over. And so I just stick with that, whether I. My testing says to keep doing it that way. But call me in. Let's delete a lifetime of stuff for you, a lifetime of frequencies.
I will call you. When I got on the phone initially, I wanted to know if you taught this system, but you explained that it was something that...
This is not a system, and it's even advancing even as we talk. And it's like a cheetah, you know. A cheetah can't teach you to run 80 miles an hour because it's a cheetah, and you are what you are. And this is not a therapy like a Reiki or a polarity, which I can do all this stuff. This is in another realm, and it's not teachable. And I know I'm not supposed to teach it, and I know I can't teach it. And, I mean, I've tested this and all that over and over and over, and I keep getting a no, you're supposed to do it. So I'm supposed to do it with some one person at a time or 1,000. And it really doesn't matter.
And it's wonderful. I did hear you explain that in the beginning, but that was my initial intention. But now I have your phone number. I will contact you, and I thank you. I'm looking forward to you erasing all of this garbage that I...
Wonderful.
Well, what's your name again?
Ocas.
Ocas.
Okay. I want to remember your name when you call me or contact you. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better, and I'm glad you called today. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for calling, Ocas.
Oh, you're welcome.
It looks like John will be talking to you soon.
Yes.
Okay, we have our next caller. Next caller is another Skype caller, 000 this time. And they just left. Okay, we'll move on to 484. As soon as I clicked them, they left. Okay, area code 484.
Hello.
You're on the air with John.
Hi, this is Sylvia Edith calling from Pennsylvania. Thank you very much, and I'm grateful.
Hi, Sylvia. How are you?
Much better now that I'm on.
Good.
look at my body and see, I have issues with fibromyalgia, arthritis in my neck, and recently I fell and re-injured something that has to do with my brachial plexus nerve and my ulnar nerve, and they're all causing me pain. Thank you.
Okay, well, what I'm going to do is, stay on the line now, don't go away.
Okay.
And if you want to call me for the frequencies that are underlie this so-called, diagnosis that you had, let's just stick with the brachial frequencies right now because the
okay.
other stuff, it's a lot to do here. But
okay.
let me just go with that. Let me just go ahead and delete this for you. Okay, let's see how that is now. See if that's how that is. Is it gone?
No, not quite.
Not quite.
Yes, I'm.
So
I'm moving in the ways that I know, usually will cause me pain if I move, and there's still pain.
Uh-huh. Is it getting better? Or is it gone now?
No, it's not gone. It's the same.
Your body tends to have imprints of a lot of poisons in it, which will cause a pain like this. But I'm going to go ahead and do something for you here and delete the imprint of all these poisons. Let me link all these in, and I'll do a deletion here. Okay, let's see how it is now.
Much better. Much better.
There you go. Yeah.
Better mobility. Thank you.
Great. See, there are poisons there were frequencies of poisons that showed up in the large intestine, et cetera, and I went ahead and deleted those. But I hope you contact me because you got some things going on that have been from ancestors through your life. But that's why your pain didn't totally go away, in my opinion, because we need to delete those other frequencies. Is it all gone now? Check and see again before you go.
Well, I still have the brachial. The ulnar is better, but the brachial is still there. So I understand. I don't want to take the time away from someone else, and I can contact you offline.
I understand. Well, if you hold on just a moment for me.
Okay.
In a little bit of a hurry there. I'll hurry. Okay, let's see if the pain. Let's see how the pain is now. Qigong?
No, it seems to have plateaued.
So it's still better. Okay, well, you might stay on the line, or stay with us here if you can. I don't know, and it may all be gone in just a few minutes.
Yes, thank you. I will stay on.
Okay, we'll mute you and then get to another caller, get to a couple more callers, and we'll call you and check on your progress. How's that?
Thank you.
Great, Sylvia. Thanks for calling. Okay, we've got another Skype caller, 1111 Skype caller. You are on the air with John Lucas. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello? Somebody's on Skype. There you are. Hello? 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 111 Skype caller, you are on the air. Are you there?
I am here. Is it me again?
There you are.
I've already spoken.
Oh, it's you again.
Yes.
Okay, how's your pain doing?
He didn't work on me today.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Sorry about that. Okay, we'll move on to another Skype caller, 200-000. Skype caller, you are on the air with John Lucas.
Hello?
What's your name and where are you calling? There you are. Hello?
Kurt Thomas, outside Pittsburgh.
Hello, Kurt. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, John.
Hello, Kirk. Where's your pain today?
It's kind of an embarrassing place, but kind of a pain in my butt. I have a rectal fistula, and it's really been driving me nuts.
I know some relatives that are like that. Never mind.
Okay, well, why don't you just see if the pain is gone then?
It's still present, but it's not as intense. I've had it for the last like 4 or 5 days, and it's just unreal.
Yeah, that can be painful, can it?
Oh boy. Let's see. It's disappearing. It's going down, but I still feel the bulge where it's at, and if I put my hand on it, push on it, it hurts. But
when you've got a lot of toxicity in your large intestine and you need the bathroom, you can have a lot of pressure and things going on there. A lot of people go get colonics and to relieve, things that are in there, like gross impactions of things, which is a great thing to do. I've deleted these imprints. Let's see how it is now. Let's see if it's gone or a lot better.
I would say it's about 50, maybe 60% better.
Yeah, well, that's amazing.
I basically almost can't even sit down at times and get up out of a chair. I called my doctor today, think that I had to go have surgery, but you're
Why don't we check you once more before we go here? Check it once more and see how it is.
Okay. Well, thank you. God bless you.
Check it now. Let's check it now and see how it is before you go.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I can get up and sit in my chair and sit back down with no pain, but I can still feel the pressure in that area.
That's what I was saying about pressure. When people have a lot of impactions of all this debris in large intestine, they can still get this because the body wants to dump all that stuff. So, the thought might be somebody who's a great colon therapist and have colonics. I never tell people what to do, but if that's in there, that might be a good thing to do, so you can just, you know, eliminate the stuff causing pressure in there.
Oh, I agree. I agree with you. And I did a colonics kind of myself with MMS.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you can't
really do it yourself.
Yeah. Okay.
I understand. But, so you might contact me for some, you know, deep lifetime work, and you might look at the possibility of a colonic too. So
I'll look into that.
So anyway, your pain's a lot better, and I hope I hear from you, and I hope you maybe get some cleansing done too.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Great. Thanks
for
calling.
Well.
Thanks for calling in. Take care.
Yeah. You know, I'm doing some really, and I can do some things related to, you know, the body eliminating things like this, the frequency of debris and things when I do a, you know, a whole lifetime deletion. But we don't have time to do all that
right
now.
We have
anyway,
a question in the chat room, by the way, by Christover, and they wanted to know, John, please do an imprint removal for my wife, Sue Williams, in Wales, United Kingdom. She's listening to the show right now. And apparently they can't call in from the UK. So he was wondering if you could do a deletion on her.
Well, he might let you know what it's for, because I have no idea what he's talking about right now.
Yeah. Let us know, Christ, over.
For headaches. For headaches. She has 11 years of headaches.
Oh, she has headaches. Oh, okay. For a headache.
Yes.
Well, my question is, does she have a headache right now? So I do need to know that.
I think
you
so.
You need to type it in the chat and cry it over.
I need to know if she has one right now, and if she's there, where she can tell us the result.
Yeah, she has intense head pains. And we're waiting for a response. She's in intense pain right now.
Okay, so I'm going to do a deletion here for her, whatever her name is out there. Okay.
Her name is Sue Williams.
Okay. Sue, okay. Let's see how she is, so he can tell us now how she is. Let's see if it's gone.
Okay.
What's his name? I see it.
Christover,
I see this here.
Is the name in the chat room. The gal's, his wife's name is Sue Williams, apparently. And we're just waiting for the response. It takes about 15 seconds or so to get a response back. So,
okay.
We'll wait for that.
The imprint showed frequencies in the gallbladder, which will create what they, you know, one type of a so-called migraine. And when you delete those, then expect the pain to disappear, basically.
Fascinating.
Hopefully he's still with us out there.
Yeah, he's still with us. In the meantime, while we're waiting for him to respond, we have another Skype caller. Skype caller, you're on the air with John Lucas. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello? Did somebody say something? There you are. Hello? Hello? I hear something. You're on the air with John Lucas. And apparently they're away or something, not listening. And we'll move on to another Skype caller. Skype caller, you are on the air with John Lucas. Are you there? Hello? It's difficult to know these Skype callers, because I don't know if they're just calling to listen. They have a hand up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, we'll move on to 972 area code. You are on the air. Are you there? Hello?
This is Ruth.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you for taking my call. I'm good. I have some pinched nerves on the right leg. It stems from a place in the right hip where the hip joint and the leg meets.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that he might can help me with that.
So you were in pain when you called here, right?
It's always there. I'm not in excruciating pain, no.
Well, let's see how it is now. How is it now?
That's interesting. I felt like waves going through there. Let me see. I don't seem to be feeling
cold.
It.
Is it? It's gone. Is it gone? People
all
get
I know
confused
is I'm not feeling it now,
for,
and I did feel waves going down, huh?
They'll be looking for it.
That's amazing.
It's not there. It's not there. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Amazing.
I appreciate it.
Well, yeah, there you go. This person, this Christ over us, thank you, Woody. Thank me for a lifetime deletion, because we're doing some things real quick, and some things they're complicated from relative after relative stone, and then what's happened during your life, and that's why we delete all these imprints. Says it still hurts all over. The medical test still means diddly to me, because I don't go over there.
Yeah. So apparently it may be a lifelong kind of an issue. It looks that way. And if she were to contact you for a lifetime deletion, it may be beneficial.
If he'll stay with us and let us know if the pain does go away, you know, while we're here, it'd be great.
Right, right. Yeah, stay in touch with us, Christopher, and let us know how she's doing. In the meantime, we'll move on to the next caller. This one is a 267 area code. 267-325. Hi, you're on the air with John Lucas. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, how are you? My name's Atiya, and I'm calling from Philadelphia. And hi, John. We spoke a couple of days ago.
I know your name. I know your voice. I sure did.
How are you?
I'm doing good. What's going on, Atiya?
Right now, I'm having some problems in my stomach, and it was a little bit embarrassing, like another caller had. I have a little bit of diarrhea, a little bit of loose bowels. And I also
worked on you before? Atiya, did I work on you before?
I don't think you worked on me, but we talked.
I remember us talking. I do remember that.
Yes.
Well, pick a pain and let's see if we can delete the imprint for you. Pick a pain. Which one would you like?
The stomach.
What is it hurting?
I say my lower back and within my abdomen.
Okay, look at one thing here. Is it your lower back or is it the stomach or the abdomen, you know, below the navel in that area? Because those are two different areas.
Above my navel area.
That sounds like maybe poison. Let's see. Okay, we got a bacteria frequency, so I'm going to delete right now. Okay, let's see how that feels now.
Okay, it's going away. I don't feel it now.
I found a frequency. Let me see, for a botulism frequency. And I deleted
okay. Thank you.
People are walking around with stuff out there. They have no clue, you know, from eating out and the food system is just a bunch of junk out there now. The food has been sitting on shelves and freezers and coolers, and you know, the system is just a whole mess. So people get poisoned all the time from things out there.
I've dealt with this myself. I ate some bad lettuce, I believe, maybe last night. I don't think maybe it was too fresh. Maybe there was something on it.
It was about three days ago that this hit your system, was in your system. But it no okay. frequency there now. Gone.
No, I don't feel it. Well, thank you very much.
There you
go. It may have been Thanksgiving dinner. Who knows?
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. I tell you,
my testing shows it was after. It was like two days after Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay.
But it shows that the frequency was in Thanksgiving dinner, and then wham, it hits you. That's the way it works.
Okay. Yeah, it usually is the way it works. It works a couple of days after.
Well, I hope
I hear from you for some other stuff, but I'm glad you called today. I'm happy to hear your voice.
Some other stuff that I need to clear up and everything, and it's related to, like, anxiety and, you know, the whole story.
Oh, been there. I've been there. I understand.
All right.
Okay,
well, thank you so much for calling.
Have
a blessed evening. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Many blessings. Bye-bye.
You know, people will eat these holiday dinners, and within 2 to 3 days, they're sick, and they're going to get drugs for this and for that and trying to get over it. Many people die, and I'm saying, no, it ain't nothing, as far as, in my opinion, because, you know, these everything's a frequency, whether it's a fungus, a virus, a bacteria, and they get poisoning, and they don't know what to do.
Right. So we know what to do now. We call John Lucas. And we have another caller. 954 area code. You're on the air with John Lucas. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Mary from Florida. What could John do for neck pain? I have a
Mary, have I talked to you before?
We might have. I'm not sure.
Did you call in a show for some work before?
It's been a while. But I don't think it was for this. I think it was sinus.
I asked people not to call for a deletion. They can call for a comment. But when I do one thing on them, then I say, you know, now let's do a lifetime of stuff. And let's leave it open for people out there who are suffering. And I didn't say that at the beginning of the show today. Probably not. But I just let people do, you know, one deletion on a radio show, and then let's get rid of a lifetime and beyond the lifetime from all the ancestral stuff, so you don't have to live with all these things reoccurring, in my opinion, you know, in your life. Otherwise, you know, people will call again and again, and God, there are people out there suffering who, you know, they're trying to get in, and yeah, I hate to do that, but if I make an exception, then I've broken my rule, and I can't break my rules. My testing says, don't break your rule, John. But why don't you contact me, and let's do some other work for you, Mary?
Well, I will, but right now my finances need some tweaking, so I'll have to wait until I'm able to do that. Just a little out of my price range right now.
Well, let me know and contact me, and we'll see what we can do.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. Many blessings to you. Okay, we have another caller. This one is Javonda calling in on Click to Talk. And Javonda, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, we can hear you. How are you?
Yeah. Well, I'm okay.
Javonda.
Hey. Hello, Marike. I have been calling in before, but not for myself, for my stepmother, and I don't know whether I'm allowed to ask for your help.
Well, you can call me for something for you. You know, people are amazed that I recognize their voices, and I talk to a lot of people, but I get this, I know you, like that. But yeah, what's going on with you? Is it Zivanda? Zivanda?
Zivanda, yes, that's not my birth name, but that's the name that people know me
that
by.
Doesn't matter. what is your pain today?
Well, for a couple of weeks I have pain in my arm, neck, and back. And I think it might be something.
A couple of weeks, that's a long time, isn't it? Yeah. Is it your right or left arm?
Right arm.
Well, let's see how it is now. Let's see if it's gone.
Yeah,
I hear you giggling.
But I think it's gone now. Yeah.
That's what I say. You have to look for it. Where did it go?
I deleted
the cause. Yeah. Well, it went to nowhere because it just goes poof. There, it's just not there.
Oh, thank you.
And that showed once again, this happens many times with many people, these pains in the side of their head, their temples, behind their shoulder, down their side, into their hip, are frequencies of toxins and poisons in the hepatic flexure of the colon, which is liver gallbladder, and those frequencies, and when you delete those, the pain in that whole meridian and that tension just, you know, it did the poof is the technical word for it. It just isn't there.
Liver gallbladder. Interesting.
So, I'm not doing a diagnosis. I'm just saying frequencies in the liver gallbladder.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So, you know, and I can delete broken heart frequencies the same way. You know, it doesn't matter if you can't make any money and your job never works or your house feels terrible when you walk in, all that frequency can be non-existent anymore. Just like that.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm glad your pain's gone.
Oh, thank you.
Tell your friends to listen to this show. You know, that's a good place to come for all sorts of shows. But you know,
okay. Well,
thank you for calling, Zivanda. It's good to hear from you, darling. Take
nice
care of yourself, okay?
Nice to hear you too. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Much love to
bye-bye.
You.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, we have another caller, another Skype caller, 111111. You're on the air with John Lucas. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello?
Calling from Montgomery, Alabama.
Hello, what's your name?
The name is Ra.
Hello, Ra.
With whom am I speaking to?
Hello, Ra. Well, you're speaking to John right now. Where is your pain?
Oh, okay. Let's see. On the left-hand side of my body and at the bottom of the rib cage. Are you there?
Okay, well, let me just do a deletion here for you. Let's see if it's gone. You're looking for it, aren't you?
Pardon me?
Is the pain gone?
No.
Is it getting better?
No. No, it didn't.
I find absolutely no. I cannot find any frequency for it at all. Maybe you might wait 2 or 3 minutes. Let me see if I can delete a time frame around on that. Anything else? No. Let's see if the pain is better or gone then. Is it better or gone?
No, neither.
Okay, well, you might wait a while and see if it goes away, but you might consider some other work, too. I'm used to pains going away.
What's
so
that? What's in that area?
Well, I can't make a diagnosis. But
okay.
I deleted those, so you might, wait a few minutes and see if it's gone and let us know.
All right, then. All right. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you for calling. Okay, next up we have another Skype caller, 1111. And what's your name? Where you calling from? You don't have a hand up, but if you want to speak to John, say something to us. Hello?
You know what I checked? When this fellow just called, I just tested him as he got off the phone, and it said spiritual imprint that I deleted. I don't usually find things like that. And this shows from ancestral and stuff that people are involved.
Mm-hmm.
And basically delete that others have been involved in, it passes on. And I deleted that for him. So I hope he stays with us and lets us know if he's pain.
Okay. Yeah, he's still staying with us, but I've got him muted temporarily. And
there are things related to voodoo and things like that that show up and cause things in people's lives. And anyway, I deleted those blueprints.
Okay. Well, how you doing, John? You need a drink of water? Want to move on to the next caller? Or what do you want to do?
Me, I'm great.
Okay.
Fine.
We've got about 8 minutes left in the show, and we have another caller. And this one is one that we've all come to know and love, our beloved Azra. Azra, are you there?
Hi, yes, I am. How are you?
You are on with John Lucas. How are you?
I'm
hey,
wonderful.
Azra.
Hi, Marika. How are you, sweetie?
Good.
I'm actually very nervous. John,
hello.
I have...
Hello, Azra.
Hi, John. How are you? I've heard wonderful, wonderful things about you.
I haven't talked to you. Well, good. I haven't talked to you before, have I?
No, you haven't.
You have a great voice. You just have a great voice. It sounds like you've got a big heart.
Well, she does. She does, for sure.
Yeah. Do you have a pain, Azra?
Yes, I do. I've had...
Okay.
Difficulty with my left foot since August 15th, 2009, when I severely
uh-huh.
injured it.
Uh-huh.
And it was 2 weeks to the day It was 2 weeks to the day, an hour after my mom transitioned.
Yeah.
And I've done a lot of work
you
on
know,
it.
As a before you told me it was an injury, I'd already tested you, and that's the frequency that I found. Why don't you see how it is right now?
It's been throbbing. It's been aggravated and throbbing for the last few days, and it's still throbbing with pain.
Okay, well, let me check your... Beyond, so we'll just go here. Let me do a little more deletion here. Okay, let's see how it is now.
It's still there.
No, I'm seeing something else. Hold on. I'm just finding something else here that I call non-physical. I'm deleting that for you.
Yes, there's a
okay,
lot of
now
non...
let's see how it is. Right, let's see if the pain's going away now.
It's still throbbing. I know there's a lot of non-physical attachments to it.
Well, we don't need to go with all the analysis people give to things.
Right.
Well, let me just check and see... foot, right? So I'm going to do something called Beyond Non-Causes. Just whacked in there, I tell you. Let me link everything in here. This is a biggie. This is a biggie. I'm used to things going away so quickly. Okay, now. Okay, let's see how it feels now.
Unfortunately, there hasn't been any relief.
Yeah. You might want to call me for lifetime deletion. I'm going to do one more thing for you. A frequency for severe damage is showing up. A frequency for beyond severe damage is showing up. So let me delete those. See, this was unbelievable. This is what people live with. They think there is no hope. Hold on. Let's see how it is now.
I still have a lot of pain. There really hasn't been any.
Is anything
shift.
Getting better?
No. I'm not noticing any difference.
Okay, I'm gonna do something else for you. I got psychic, so that's frequencies. Oh, you've had so much emotion and stuff locked into this. Gone. Let's see how it is now.
I'm sorry, John. It's still there.
I no need to apologize. I recommend calling me, you know, if you want to, and let's do some in-depth work and because there's more going on here than we can address right now.
Yes.
So why don't you do that? I hope you do.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right.
I really appreciate
thank you for calling, Ezra. Much love to you.
Thank you. Love you.
Much love, darling.
Okay, we've only got a few minutes left in the show, John, and you promised us an overall healing for everyone.
Okay. Can I get my website out again first before
certainly.
We go?
Certainly. Go right ahead.
I just did that once. So the website is beyondhealingjohnlucas.com, beyondhealingjohnlucas.com. Or you can just Google John Lucas Healer, and I don't call myself a healer. And my email is it's lucasadams@hotmail.com, and that's lucasadams@hotmail.com. And I have a phone number if they want to call. It's 325-829-3984. And basically, that's it. And, yeah, I'm ready to do some deletion here.
Okay, go right to it.
Whenever you're ready.
We are ready whenever you
want.
Absolutely.
All the people who are on the line, everybody out there on the line who's listening, I'm going to access every one of you and all the links, every one of you, and I'm going to delete whatever the pain it is that's really on your mind is. Bothering you. Please let us all know, me or the folks at the radio station or both of us, and that is done. Hold on. And that is done. Still working on this. Please, that's done. They're done that fast. Who knows, maybe a lady with a Hank Azra, maybe this going over there, I can't say, but anyway, there we are. All the imprints are deleted for whatever was on their mind that was really hurting them. And, you know, I've never done this before like this in a blanket coverage at the end of a show, any show.
Uh-huh.
So this is a first. So I really look forward to us, you know, hearing from people about this.
Let us know. Yes, you can message us here at Blog Talk Radio through the message system. Leave a message. Let us know if it helped you, if it hurt you, if it didn't do anything at all. Let us know.
Doesn't happen. It can't hurt you.
Exactly.
Yeah, can't hurt you.
Well, thank you so much, John. Thank you for being on with us again. And Marika, are you there?
Yes. Thank you very much for being here, all everybody. And thank you, John, and thank you, Gary. And
thank you, dear. Thank you, everyone who called, all the callers, and apologies to ones we didn't get to. But we've got a couple minutes left. We'll just go out with a song.
Yeah.
Do you have a song
play,
for us, Marika?
Of course. Here we go. And we'll see you all next week, where we have Jane Dawson as our special guest. And you
right.
can call in for angel readings. It's just really lovely. So we'll see you next week. Have
call in
nice
for angel
day.
Readings with
Jane Dawson.
With Jane
really
Dawson.
Amazing.
Have a beautiful week, everyone. And I'll see everybody on Kimberly's show tomorrow. Thank you, Marika. Much love to you, darling. And thank you again, John.
Well, thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.